loneliness and isolation being very common among the people who do this. But those are not the defining characteristics, because, of course, there are millions of lonely, isolated people. The defining characteristics psychiatrically have to do with being depressed and suicidal, willing to die on the one hand, and being angry and blaming other people, perhaps for completely irrational reasons, on the other. So this is a kind of angry man's form of suicide. It is being willing to die and blaming others. But even that isn't enough. The real key to understanding these cases is the universal motive that all of them have, and that is immortality. And in this way, they are precisely like jihadist terrorists who are also after immortality. For a terrorist, immortality, reaching the seventh stage of jhana, comes from becoming a martyr. In the West, immortality comes from notoriety in the press. And it is no coincidence that this shooting happens within 2 weeks of massive publicity about the Pittsburgh synagogue mass murder. Whenever there is massive publicity on cable news, we expect another incident within 2 weeks, and here we are again. And I've been pointing out this pattern for close to 30 years, and no one seems to care.